Así was a part of the world. And what ever she said from top of the mountain. That was in her mind. And she felt unusual, warm feeling, even to mountains, range after range. But at the same time, she felt very lonely. That is, something is missing in that understanding. What it is? What is it? Today, for my last lecture, I want to clarify this point. Do you know a famous story? It is one thing there. I think everyone knows it. There also, lived in a small cabin, small hut in deep mountain. One day, a nun called Lisa visited him. And as soon as she came to his cabin, she rounded round and round around the altar with her hat on her head. So Buteosho said, "Why don't you take off your hat?" She said. He said. And he said, "If you can say something good to me, I'll take off my hat." But he couldn't say anything. So, he was very much ashamed of himself. And he left that his an which is small temple, and went for visiting famous Zen masters. At first of all, he thought he must go to, he must say Tenji. But before he decided to see Tenji, there's some story that I'll not tell you about it. But anyway, she decided to see Tenji Washa. Before he say anything, Tenji Washa, pointed out one thing like this. And Buten was enlightened. You understand. Home is emptiness, when you see some leaves falling down from the tree, one or two leaves falling down from the tree, you will see Autumn is here now, already, in this way. So, one leaf is not just one leaf. It means whole autumn. So even one finger will cover everything. And here, there is a new word. Here, you understood already all pervading power of your practice. Your practice covers everything. But unfortunately, we are so our understanding is so intellectual when we say cover everything. That understanding is remain in a space bound area. Space. And as I said, the time is continuous and discontinuous. And this continuous idea of time, which is discontinuous, momental idea of time, is the same as the space-bound idea. It is also the a speck of time in the wide space. So the one point included is this much. Your understanding is liable to be like this. But actually, include, when we say include everything, it means also past and future too. So, when you say include everything, it includes everything which will exist in this moment and which exists in this moment and which will exist in this moment, which has been existed in past time. Your understanding should reach this point. The all-pervading power and incessant continuity of the power. This is also important. Training period now is over. It is true. But this is not end of our practice. Incessantly, one after another, our practice will continue. So, you know, we'll go back to the story of Bute Osho. When, after that, Bute Osho, whenever someone came, he pointed that one thing. That is all. Because he understood it. So, they must have understood it. I don't know. But one day, when the master Gute was not in temple, someone came. So his disciple mounted on the platform and receive the question. And what is Buddhism? The visiting monk said. The disciple did it. But unfortunately, his master heard of it. And his master asked the disciple, "What is Buddhism?" He did it. Well did it. But the master cut off his finger. There's no more finger. So he, the disciple, young disciple, cried out and almost went up. But the teacher called back and saw the finger. One thing again. The boy enlightened. Do you understand? This may be training period. This may be session right now. Mm-hmm. After cut off, after the session is cut off, what will come to the next for the next training for us? You see, cut off, but another one not here. You understand? One after another. This will appear. So, the continuity of, as well as the universality or all pervading power of practice, we should have continuous practice. Or else your practice is not perfect. Someone, if even though you attain enlightenment by one finger, form is emptiness. But if that enlightenment is momentary experience or enlightenment, and that is all, it does not mean much. Something is missing in your feeling either. But when you realize that your practice is will continue incessantly without any gap between one and next practice, there is true practice. If your enlightenment reach this point, nothing you have, your understanding perfect, and you don't feel anything missing. Your mind will be full of joy in its true sense. So even though you think you enlightened, but mostly our enlightenment is remain in some intellectual understanding of time or space, and based on some self-centered idea. And it is pretty hard to get beyond the limited intellectual understanding. This is why it is necessary to cut off the finger and to point at another finger. Some hasty fellow will go out, you know, when once he sees one pointed finger. Like Toxandes, when the Ryutan blew out the light. I must tell you this story. Toxandes visited Ryutan, Sashi. It was too dark. So, it was very late. Toxan thought he attained enlightenment under Liu Tan's instruction. So he wanted to go back. But Liu Tan said, it is too late for you to go. Why don't you stay? He was so grateful and so glad that he understood the teaching. Because of his attaining enlightenment. The master gave him a light. Then take this light with you. And Ryutan blew out the light. And Toxan really, truly understood. And he went back. But that is, no one knows, as Dogen said. Dogen then said, his enlightenment is perfect or not. If we see him, we'll understand whether he attained enlightenment really truly. But so far as the story goes, we are not so sure. From Buddha's time to our age, human nature is nearly the same. We live in the world of time and space. And our life does not go beyond this limit. It is like to push big a snake in a small can. Time and space. And snake will suffer in the small can. But snake does not know what is going on outside of the can. But for him, it is something, something funny. The feeling is quite different. Because it is in the camp, it is so dark, you cannot see anything. But he will struggle in a small camp. And that is what we are doing. The more we study, the suffering will be greater. So that kind of practice does not work. Putting yourself in a small camp and there, after a day, sitting in cross-legged position. It is worse than a waste of time. Do you understand? Sometimes our practice is something like this. We don't know how our understanding is limited to so small area. That is why you have to study koan. Koan will open up your mind. But if you understand your way of life more objectively, you will understand what you are doing. I think right now you must have understood what is form and emptiness. And emptiness is formed in its true sense. Here, you will understand Dogen Zenji's difficult statement. Time elapses. From past to present, from present to future, and from future to present, from present to past. If you really understand, form is emptiness. In its true sense, in time bound, you have this much freedom. Time goes from future to past, from present to past. This is extraordinary statement. This moment includes custom feet. All is emptiness, emptiness is thought. In this present moment, there's past and future. That future exists in present moment. It means future erupts to the past, present. Here, right now, your future is right here. And this kind of experience continues forever. From Buddha to us, from us to your descendants, from you to your friends, and we will have the perfect relationship between us, something more than relationship. This is how you develop your character in whole world, past and future. So, founder of nine temples, disciple of my disciple, founder of my temple. Difficult for you to think about. What's always studying, what's studying, Zigan, Korn. Zigan always addressed himself, Zigan. And he answered, yes. And once in a while, Zigan, hi. He was wonderful. He was doing. Zigan, so at first they thought, someone is there, but no one. He was always addressing to Zigan and answering, hi. Do you understand? Our practice should be like this. You know, when you are practicing Zazen, of course, we have, all of us have some small enlightenment or deep enlightenment. And in your Zazen, you may think about it again. Mm-hmm. But if you try to think about it, you will be lost. You will be lost. I know. I know so small, so I think you will be lost too. Because you are involved in intellectual, you know, three dimension way of thinking. So that is why you are lost. And once you lost yourself, you start to torture yourself. You don't feel so good, you know, at first. And that anxiety, that impatient, angry feeling will continue, and your practice will become worse and worse. That is what will happen to you. But if someone calls your name, where is Katsuden? Hi! All of a sudden, you know, his practice will come back to him. You see how his emptiness is here, right here. Do you understand? So, Zigan had to call himself because he will be lost if he doesn't. So, の世界だよ。この有志交流はね。And when you come back to yourself, there you include everything. As a ceremony being in the time bound and space bound. And you feel very good, you This kind of, practice, to address someone in this way is most kind, instruction to you. No one can be more, kind to him than this. Don't you think so? I do not write letters, that is my very bad habit. And I think sometimes really I have to, I must to just, to calm a letter from someone is not to bring back himself to his home, direct to his home. This is true love. Incidentally, we are changing. So, it is necessary to call you back in season. Without this kind of, without taking care of yourself in this way, you need to be lost. So, after Zazen, we take meal. And we recite names of Buddha. That is to call ourselves back to home. Here, there is practice of continuity. And the other one, which I have been talking about for 6 days, but practice of this country. Even the practice is momentous one, it has such great part to include everything. But if you practice our way incessantly, that practice will have power to bring Shakyamuni Buddha right here. Do you understand? This is true, very true. It is more true than the time elapsed from past to present. So, here you have in your practice No space bound or time bound. You are beyond the idea of time and space. And you are independent in this world. And yet, every one of you, your teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, or your friend, your family, everyone is within your enlightenment. You may say, if I have a family, I cannot practice that way. That is, you know, because you are bound by the idea of annihilation. To cut off your consciousness does not mean, you know, don't think anything. Dogen says, to cut off various ideas is to have various ideas. How about it? To cut off various ideas is to have various ideas. Within yourself, within your practice. Maybe if you have family, it is more difficult to practice our way. That is true. But it doesn't mean it is impossible to practice our way. If you have enough conviction and effort, you can do it, and you can do, you can accomplish better attainment. If you only could do it. In this way, we should make our effort. Today, I add incessant. One enlightenment is not enough. One after another. Incessant enlightenment is necessary. Moment after moment, you must call Buddha's name or your name directly. There you have yourself. I am so grateful for you to join our practice and listen to our lecture. And imagine to say, including tomorrow early and tomorrow morning. So I want to make it difficult in this occasion right now, just for all.